Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you guys the latest world news and health research. Thank you so much for being with us today. Yesterday, if you guys noticed, we did run a tape, so we had a little issues getting the show going. We were out of town and had some meeting stuff we were doing, so we went ahead and ran that for you guys. But we are back and live today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Doing good. We had a meeting with one of our suppliers yesterday that we could not avoid because we had to tighten up on some quality control issues, and we're real tight. We're really, you guys know, our products, and we have it made a certain way. We want it made a certain way, so we had to tighten some folks up yesterday and do some things a little differently and to keep giving you the highest quality nutraceutical supplements in the world, so we had to make this appointment. And then what happened is we're at their facility, and their internet won't let us hook in because it basically, I guess, it doesn't want people on the clock doing live streaming. I guess they don't want people doing that. And so nobody bothered to tell us that, though, until after we tried to hook up. So I'm glad that our producer, Todd, I want to thank him again, had something ready to go. But I want to talk about what happened with Judge Roy Moore yesterday. I warned you guys a few weeks ago this is what probably was going to happen, and I was right, which I didn't want to be about this. But John Rappaport came in, and he did an article, and it's not talking about this in particular, but it's talking about cover-ups. And I want to kind of cover a few things that he said about cover-ups, and I'm going to tie some of this, what he said, back to what happened with Judge Moore. Number one, with any cover-up, you have to have compartmentalization. The tasks necessary to carrying out the operation are divided among players at different levels. In a successful operation, these groups of players are unaware of each other, and they wouldn't be able to confess to more than their own roles. Number two, gaining tremendous media coverage for the effect of the op, even exaggerating the effects while hiding the cause of the players who planned it. Number three, blaming the wrong people as the originators of the operation, relentlessly discrediting truth tellers to see what is really going on. Number four, developing and promoting a false cover story to describe the details of the op. Now, what this false cover story was with Moore was the fact that he had sex or had sexually assaulted young girls 40 years ago. That was the development of the false cover story. On the first one, compartmentalizations, the guys that were doing this independently of each other were unaware of what's going on. Number two, they got tremendous media coverage. Again, just like Rappaport says. Number three, they're blaming the wrong people as the originators. In other words, they're saying, oh, by the way, this is Judge Moore's fault. Now we're finally getting people coming forward. Number five, laying down false trails for investigators' independent research. Basically, this is what they did with all of these different women who accused Judge Roy Moore. It was all a lie. Number six, at least several different goals in any large co-op, covert operation, there are a few different objectives at different levels. For example, certain players gain an increase in status and profits for the elite planners. In other words, the control of the Senate. Number seven, testing public response. That's why this was released 4 weeks early, to see what would happen to the public response. Number eight, controlled opposition. And we have all these people saying, no, this is not what's going on. And Fox News coming out, no, this is not true. Number nine, distraction. After a covert operation, the government will press and sometimes promote and pump a new story. There we go. That's it. Now we're, the whole new distraction is the government, that Moore was basically not involved in some of this stuff. And number 10, limited hangout. This strategy involves seeding a cover story with some bit of truth, here we go, to attract the unwary in hopes they will buy the whole cover, or admitting to a watered-down piece of truth about the operation itself. Now, all of these stories, including Vegas, can be broken down into these 10 groups. I admire John Rappaport for what he said, did a good job. But let me give you what happened here. Judge Moore never asked a 14 or 15-year-old girl to go out on a date with him. I've told you guys that. He never molested these people. These are all lies. What they had to do, they had to build a cover story about Judge Moore because they were going to hack this election regardless. Judge Moore was not going to be allowed to do what Trump did because they couldn't control the national election with all of the national precincts all over the country in a landslide. But they knew they could come in and hack key precincts in Alabama and basically cover this up. Remember when the other guy, the colonel, was coming in, he was writing himself into the doggone ballots, and they were asking other people to write themselves into the ballot? I said, that's going to be used, if it's a close election, which they want you to think it is, to swing the vote to the Democrat. Now, the Democrat didn't win. Trump had a 60% margin in that state over Hillary's 30% when they had the presidential election. There's no way the Republican voters in Alabama believed the lie about Judge Roy Moore. They didn't believe that. So there was no way they weren't going to allow Judge Roy Moore to become and go into the Senate. they like their blood drinking weirdos up there in the Senate and these weirdo alcoholics and drug addicts and weirdos up there. They like those guys up there. There's only 100 senators in the country. They weren't going to give him that type of position of power. They weren't going to do it because they knew, here it is guys, they knew they could not control him. They knew that he was going to do what was right. If he wanted to put the Ten Commandments up in his office, he's going to put it up and they weren't going to say anything about it. He's going to do whatever he wanted to do. They'd already talked about a Senate ethics investigation if he won. Now, they never planned on him winning because here's the deal. They threw that third-party candidate in there to take 2 or 3% of the votes, which is what happened, so they could then siphon off and have a real close election so that people come and say, oh, well, we tried to put Moore back in, but that third-party candidate's the one that took it away from us. That's what the cover story was. It wasn't true. None of it's true. That entire election was hacked. In fact, now in Alabama, lawsuits already been put out there before the election that they had to maintain all of the records about the election and have copies of all the electronic ballots. All of that's already been done, but that doesn't mean those records can't be altered. This is what happened with Judge Roy Moore. I don't believe for one second that he lost that election. Remember, I think it was like a dozen primaries that Hillary stole from Bernie Sanders in different states. Stole them. Just straight election fraud. And that's exactly what they did again in Alabama. And until we get rid of these electronic voting machines and we go back to paper ballots, this is the same kind of garbage that these guys are going to pull whenever there's a tight election or whenever they want to control the majority of the House or the Senate. Remember what they're doing with this, guys. They have to maintain a bipolar group. They have to make sure that you've got the negative and the positive. All of this is allowed to, all of this is a psychological operation to control our mental psyche and our opinion of what's going on. This is why Trump is putting people like Gottlieb in power and the Health and Human Services people in power and all these Goldman Sachs people. Is to maintain the perpetual balance of the negative versus the positive poles. This is what they do. It's a psychological operation that was taught to them through Tavistock, which was originally developed in World War I through the British government to try to figure out how these people who had gotten shell-shocked had split their personalities, and they could do that legally and with experimentation to split a person's personality to give them a dual role personality. In other words, if they wanted to have an undercover assassin that they could trigger and click. That's what this is all about. This is all, then it was carried into the Office of Naval Intelligence, then it went to the CIA, it came through Operation Paperclip, and all of this stuff is being used now to control us through the Tavistock programming techniques. This is what and who these guys are. That's why they're always running these psychops on TV and on radio. That's why when you have alternative media going down the middle saying, hey, this is a lie, this is a lie, this is a lie, this is a lie, they're not going to let that happen. You get big enough in alternative media, and we've seen it happen. We've seen it happen in the alternative media. Somebody has to talk with you. Somebody takes you in the back and say, hey, here's the deal. You can keep doing what you want. We're going to let you do this and this and this. You'll appear to be legitimate. But what we're going to do is you can't talk about this, you can't talk about this, and you can't talk about this. And you really can't talk about this. And then you really can't talk about meow, that. We all know what that is. You can't talk about that ever. We know what that one means. I'm not saying it. I'm not going to say what the meow is about. You can't talk about meow. That one's one you can't talk about. Because they know if you talk about that one, oh my gosh, now you're going to uncover Sabbatean Kabbalists. Now you're going to see what's going on with Lucifer. Now all of this stuff comes to a head with these guys. Now they don't. So you can't talk about that. But you can talk about this or that, and all these little extraneous things, these planted stories everywhere, you can talk about that. You can talk about the Ebola blowout, or you can talk about the plague blowout, or you can talk about this blowout. Guys, as long as I'm physically capable and mentally capable and spiritually ready, I'm going to do this show. I just had a pastor friend of mine, Pastor Dan Wade, came over a few minutes ago. Gosh, he's got to be close to 90 years old, sharp as a tack, still preaches on Sunday morning, incredible preacher. And he came over and he said, I asked him, I said, are you ever going to retire? He goes, you can't retire if you have the anointing of God on you. I'm going to repeat that. You can't retire if you have the anointing of God on you. God won't let you retire. God will make sure you stay active and you're doing your calling for as long as you live, as long as you're mentally and physically capable of doing that. Now, sometimes you get people on TV that are really old preachers, et cetera, and they're not mentally or capably or physically capable of doing it anymore. They try, and it's no good. That's no good. But as long as I'm mentally capable of doing this, I don't care if I'm 85 years old and, you know, Austin will be in his 50s by then. I mean, you know, I don't care because the whole thing is this, guys. I'm going to do everything I can with you guys. And I'm going to stay here and do as much as I possibly can. And if we start getting really hammered, I'll move to another country and do it via the internet if we're allowed to have the internet anymore. But guys, it's so important that you realize Judge Roy Moore was a psychological operation. They never had any intentions on letting him win. The entire campaign was sabotaged because of a bunch of lying women who came out and said that he tried to have sex with them when they were 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, whatever the nonsense was. It's not true. They never had any intentions to having a constitutionalist, God-fearing, Jesus-loving, Bible-thumping, pew-jumping man of God in the doggone Senate in Washington, because they can't control him. Because once he gets up there, he starts seeing all this crazy stuff. He's going to run his mouth. He's going to run his mouth, and he's going to say, hey, look, guys, this is going on up here. And you're going to go, oh, wow, that's awful. No. So what they do, they have to circumvent it, and they prevented him from winning the election. I told Sharon yesterday, Austin, I said, they're not going to let him win. They can't. And I was right. And I didn't want to be right. I wanted this thing to be Judge Roy Moore the whole way. Shows up on his horse. How cool was that, the vote? No way. And then, of course, the media plays all the people who don't like Judge Roy Moore. If you watch the secular media yesterday, oh, we hate him, all these girls that he did this to, all a bunch of lies, continuing to push the psychological operations, which was the Senate race in Alabama yesterday. No way on this face of this earth this man lost with Donald Trump having 60% of Alabama. Total impossibility. It's a Republican stronghold. There's no way they're putting a godless Democrat in there who's pro-abortion, pro-homo, pro-transgender, probably, don't know this, probably pro-pedophile, pro-bestiality, don't know that, but all these weird sicko things these guys are involved in, he wants to completely change Alabama into this unbelievably sicko state. And there's no way on God's green earth the boys in Alabama who were the primary fighters in the Civil War and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, their great-great-grandchildren would have allowed this Democrat to come into office with the unbelievable satanic values that he has. So, guys, it was a psych-op, totally fake election. Welcome to the New World Order is all I got to say, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, this is the new way they want to start doing stuff, man. They have to completely control all aspects of politics, and they've done a good job at getting control of the huge, huge facet of them, but there's still a lot more work they have to do, and this is what we've seen now with the election fraud. This is why Trump was not supposed to win, and then you actually look at the breakdown of the voters that came out in the United States, and it was literally, I mean, unprecedented how many people voted. So, it's sad that he didn't get in there, but I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of it was a psych-op, and this continually what they're up to now on a regular basis. They're doing it as much as physically possible. They want to get total control of the hearts and minds of the people. And that's what the overall aspect is. Also, too, in other news, this is pretty crazy now in California. The California's war on guns, as you guys know very clearly about how open I've been about California and their gun laws, is now about to broaden to a full-blown war on ammunition, as the ban on possession of bullets purchased out of state takes effect January 1st, 2018. This is one of many steps that are going to go into effect that will quickly place ammunition under controls similar to those which Democratic lawmakers have placed on firearms. According to the Sacramento Bee, it will be illegal to transfer or buy from anyone other than a licensed dealer within the state beginning January 1st. California residents can order ammunition from a catalog as long as they have the ammunition shipped directly to a licensed FFL dealer. The dealer will then add a processing fee to the cost of the ammunition. The processing fee is essentially just another tax on law-abiding citizens to make ammunition prices higher. That is not all. Then, January 1st, 2019, all ammunition purchasers will be required to undergo a background check, the same as currently required for firearm sales to an FFL dealer. That background check will require law-abiding citizens to pay a $1 state fee for the check, yet another tax. This is how gun control and ammunition control works. First, they limit the supply by passing a law that is only legal to possess ammunition purchased in California. Then they pass a law narrowing options even further so it is only legal to possess in-state ammunition from a licensed dealer, then applying a tax to a processing fee, and in 2019 they will apply another fee to help cover the cost of the background check. Once such fees are in place, it is quite easy for state bureaucrats to increase them to cover unforeseen costs, and they will make ammunition cost prohibitive for poor families who may live in situations where they need a gun or ammunition worse than anyone else. Remember, this is what Obama talked about back in 2012, 2013. He brought this up, but it went nowhere on a federal level, obviously, because it's unbelievably asinine and it completely violates our constitutional rights, is regulating and taxing ammunition, especially taxing it unfairly and unjustly. In my opinion, all ammunition, personally, I think it should be completely and totally sales tax exempt. There should be no ammunition tax whatsoever. Anytime you're placing a tax on ammunition, you are inhibiting the right for somebody to carry a weapon or own a weapon, and the right to bear arms freely is infringed upon. But that's besides the point. One thing I wanted to add to this is this kind of brought up a topic that I talked to a, I had to go pick up another gun today from one of my dealers, and he's retired Army, did two tours overseas, and I talked to him in detail about basically what he thought about the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, because I wanted to get his take on it because he's very well versed on a lot of stuff. He was one of the first people I talked to about the Vegas shooting, and he basically, me and him were right on the same lines. And he said, here's the issue I have, Austin, with the Reciprocity Act. He goes, what you're doing now with this is you're allowing the feds to come in and dictate on a state level about concealed carry holders and their licenses and their permits. He goes, from a glance and from reading it, this aspect is a good thing so far because it essentially will allow everybody to carry a firearm who has a concealed carry permit across state lines, making it much easier. He goes, but what they're going to do if they pass this, he goes, the next step will be in a year or two, they're going to say, well, we're having issues regulating firearms and firearm carry laws in each state. We're going to have this state say you can't do it, even though the Fed said you can. And he goes, what they're going to do is they're going to come in and say, all right, the easiest thing to do now is we're going to pass a federal Concealed Carry Act, which is going to make it ATF's responsibility to handle concealed carry permits. All state permits are basically going to be null and void, and you're going to have a federal Concealed Carry Act. He goes, this has already gotten brought up before. He goes, the problem once they do this, now you're seeing the feds take over the role of state rights and gun carry rights. Then they will be able to come in and say, well, California's pitching a fit, New York's pitching a fit. Obviously, we have to do this on a federal level all across the board, so it can't be states' rights. So we're going to say, okay, now we'll, when you have your federal carry permit, you can't carry a handgun that carries more than 10 rounds or carries more than 7 rounds or whatever they want to put down on it. And they'll say, this is just to keep everything copacetic so you can carry in every state. Well, the problem is that is a very slippery slope, because once you start allowing the ATF and the feds to dictate what you can and can't do with a firearm in your state, you completely allow them to come in and dictate what you can and can't carry. That is not a good position you want to be in. So I'm definitely going to do some more research on the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act and figure out everything that's going on with it and go from there. So this is pretty much something I'm going to keep looking at. But he made some very valid points that I hadn't really thought about today. But whenever you give the Fed overreaching power and control over states' rights, especially state gun rights, I have a feeling this may escalate into something. Because you got to remember, right now, while Trump's in office, nothing would probably happen with this. It would probably be great dandy for the next 3 years. Well, how do we know they're not going to end up forcing the election to go to some unbelievably liberal Satanist like Hillary or so forth in the next 4 years? Then all of a sudden, they have the template to come in and completely control every single state right with concealed carry control that. So I don't know. I wanted to bring that up on the show. I haven't thought about it in that much detail, but now I'm going to look more into it now that I've had those discussions today.
Excellent point, Austin. By the way, former CIA chief admits the deep state is withholding intelligence from Trump. Okay, here we go. In an interview with Politico, Michael Morell, the acting director of the CIA from 12 to 13, said he became politically political during the last presidential race, endorsed Hillary Clinton, and criticized the new president. Morell admitted that the CIA was withholding daily briefs from Trump, which he was supposed to receive from the moment that he became president-elect. Now, why would they do this? Why would they do this to Trump? Why would they do this to any president? Because he's a figurehead. F-I-G-U-R-E, figurehead. H-E-A-D, figurehead. He's not the president any longer. He doesn't have the control. The military has straight gone against him and going to allow transgenders to come into the doggone military starting in January, against an executive order of the commander-in-chief of the military. He is a figurehead. the CIA and the military industrial complex and the Sabbatean Kabbalists run the planet. These are the guys that are doing this. They're the ones that are setting up the satellite grid around the planet to tie us into a 5G network. All he is a figurehead. I can't say that enough. They're giving him limited authority in certain areas. When we had Steele came on with us right after the Vegas shooting, and they said that Trump knew about the Vegas shooting. This is what Steele said a week before and was unable to stop it. Unable to stop it. Because he didn't have the authority to stop it. I said, why didn't he just get the military in there, send the military in? They said, he can't do that. He doesn't have the authority. The other day, one of the top generals said that even if Trump were to issue an executive order or an attack order, you know, with a nuclear suitcase to nuke somebody, that it has to go through the generals. They have to approve of it before they do it, and they have the right to tell him, no, we're not going to do that. Guys, the country's been taken over by organized crime. That's what this is. This is an organized crime network that has taken over the United States. That's who has done this. And guys, it's sad to me. I'll let Austin do his next story, and I want to read you a brief summary of that. Austin, go ahead.
You still with me, bud?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay or not?
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. My phone was cutting out on me a little bit here. Yeah, so next story on here. This is interesting now. The co-chairman of the Democratic National Committee and member of Congress Progressive Caucus now is endorsing the idea of requiring tech companies such as Facebook and Google to compensate individuals for their use of personal data. Now, this is a very... it's a double-sided topic because a lot of people feel very strongly on both sides about this. He goes, of course I like the idea, but let me tell you what's better. A legal principle that when you act out, you basically have you're basically reimbursed for this information. Because what's going on now, and we've seen this, where Google, Facebook, Amazon, all these guys, they monitor anything and everything you do. And they have the right, legally, under their guidelines that you sign when you either utilize their products, buy things from them, go on their platforms like Facebook, you give them the right to completely monitor you on every aspect of what you do while you're on their site. And then they, in turn, sell all of your information to the highest bidder. I told you guys about a month ago, I got a survey in for a four-wheeler that I had bought. And it wasn't just a survey like, how did our dealership do, how was the quality, so forth like that. It was... literally page after page after page after page. What did you buy this vehicle for? How do you feel this vehicle is going to affect you? What was the main purpose of you buying this vehicle? I mean, every single detailed question you could think of. This is what these guys are doing now, and I don't like the aspect of these guys being able to take your information legally and sell it and literally make tens of thousands of dollars on it on the backside of it. Millions a lot of times, depending on how, and a lot of it I think depending is what your access is, what you actually do, how much info you have and how much you give them. And these guys have the ability to do whatever they want with it and make millions of dollars on it, and they don't have to give you a penny. And what this guy is wanting to do, which I mean, I don't agree with every aspect of what he's saying here, but basically require these guys, if they're going to harvest your information, that they actually have to reimburse you for it. What scares me about it is that they may take it a step further and start trying to spy on you even further than they already do and start selling pertinent private information that they gather while they're spying on you, like Facebook does. Everybody, I hope most people know, when you have Facebook app on your phone and you have the microphone and you have the camera enabled in order to take photos or post things, which you pretty much have to do on Facebook. I don't have Facebook, but I've already looked at this on multiple people's phones. They record all of your conversations via microphone. So what you're doing in the privacy of your own home, they pick up on it because you've legally given them access to your microphone through the Facebook app. So what I'm afraid is if these guys start getting full-blown access and they start paying you for your information, they're literally going to start eavesdropping on everything you do and selling that information on top of it if they don't already do so. So this is something that I wanted to bring up because it really brings up two points on each side. How far are we going to let these tech companies go to completely invade our privacy before we're actually reimbursed? Because I think a lot of people may not be okay with being spied on, but if they said, hey, if you're going to cut me a check $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, and you're going to spy on what I buy on Amazon, and you're going to spy on what I say on Facebook, at least I'm being compensated for your spying, and it's not being essentially stolen from me without my knowledge. Because most people, when they sign the legal conditions and terms, they don't read them. Nobody ever reads that stuff. So I want to see what you think about it, Dad, and what the listeners kind of think about what we're going into now with the tech industry, whether or not we should be compensated for it or whether this is just going to continue to grow out of hand and we're going to be spied on with every aspect of what we do.
Great question. Should we be compensated? Yes. Will we be compensated? No. It's like Amazon Echo. That's like putting a doggone listening bug in your house that tells everybody every word that you speak all day long. You say, order me such and such a book, and it sends it to you via Amazon. It basically records every single word you're saying in your house on a database with the NSA. Are you joking me? Somebody sent me one of these things for a Christmas present. You know, and it wasn't a joke. These are one of my friends that's a pastor, and he said, oh, this thing is great. It does everything. Well, yeah, it does everything. It listens to everything. It hears everything. It probably sees everything. It's just unbelievable. No, so we're never going to get paid for that. Let me give you guys a little bit of advice. Call your credit reporting agency up, TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. Call and tell them, look, here's the deal. I want you to freeze my credit. Freeze it. I don't want anybody seeing my data and my credit reports. I did this, oh gosh, some 15 years ago now. It's been absolutely wonderful. I used to get these stupid applications in the mail constantly for credit cards and junk, just constant junk solicitation in the mail. And I always got frustrated. I said, why do I get so much junk mail? When I froze my credit, it all stopped because they couldn't sell it anymore. They couldn't give it out to anybody. I have to have a PIN number to release my credit. It cost me like $10 to release the credit. Some states, you know, they can't even charge you to release the credit. And if you want to get out a loan for a truck or something like that or a car, you can go ahead and release your credit for a week at a time, and they see your beacon score. Then after a week, it goes back and gets covered up again, and nobody can pull a data report on you. That's what everybody needs to do, Austin. They need to go to TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, and freeze their credit. That way, they're not going to sell this data on you any longer. They can't. And don't put Amazon Echoes. Okay, I found the article that I have. This is an interview that Catherine Austin Fitz did with Greg Hunter, who I like a lot of his stuff. And it's on the USA Watchdog's website. And I'm going to kind of read you a summary of what happened. Fitz has noted, Catherine Austin Fitz, she used to be HUD secretary, that the special counsel Robert Mueller is looking increasingly sheepish as his biased Trump investigation has inadvertently dismantled the establishment's Russia story. In other words, now they realize that the Russia thing was a joke, which, by the way, the gay Kenyan already said that before he left his office, that Russian wasn't involved. Between Bill Binney definitively proving that WikiLeaks DNC emails were downloaded locally and not hacked by Donna Brazile, writing about how the Democrat nomination was rigged after Clinton campaign gained financial control of the party, the main narratives of the alternative media are being successfully validated. Fitz says that, now this is the sentence, the paragraph I want to read you guys. Fitz says that the U.S. government is run like a criminal enterprise with the U.S. economy dependent on fraud, narcotics trafficking, and money laundering. There we go. Right to the point. Public officials are stuck between a rock and a hard place because stopping these crimes would cause chaos for their constituents. And she says, the swamp exists. This she says, I love this quote, the swamp exists from sea to shining sea. Okay, unbelievable. It was what's going on with all of this. She goes on to say this. She goes, our big problem globally is that we have continually engineered corporate stocks and securities to grow at much faster rates than the GNP. So we have a win-lose relationship between GNP and corporations. We keep using steroids to engineer more and more of the economy into big corporations and keeping their stocks pumped. We need to get back to a really sensible growth in GNP. That's the only to come if you have a rule of law. Criminality is what's destroying productivity in the overall United States economy. I'm going to read you this paragraph again. The U.S. government is run like a criminal enterprise with the U.S. economy dependent on fraud, narcotics trafficking, and money laundering. Public officials are stuck between a rock and a hard place because stopping these crimes would cause chaos for their constituents. Fitz goes on to say, the swamp exists from sea to shining sea. Now, here's what she's talking about. She's talking about the $1.5 trillion coming in from opium sales and heroin sales into the United States out of Afghanistan every single year. That's being used to prop up international banking cartels with huge amounts of money, including large casinos, et cetera, that are actually being used for the laundering of cash. In addition to that, many other corporations are being used to launder money into their bank accounts, and all of these things would shut down almost immediately if this $1.5 trillion of QE to infinity to $1.5 trillion a year were to be shut down. It's putting huge amounts of money into the economy. And she says if this criminal enterprise were to stop, it would cripple many businesses and banks around the world, period. That's what would happen. Now, here's what happened. Remember, when John F. Kennedy found out, multiple things happened with Kennedy with assassination. He knew that the Federal Reserve Bank was a criminal mafia organization. He wanted to get rid of that. He wanted to get rid of all organized crime in the United States, basically after the mob had helped get him elected through the Chicago balloting. He went against him. He also knew about the Roswell episode and wanted to have full disclosure with the Russians as far as what happened at Roswell. In addition to that, he wanted to stop all troops going into South Vietnam, stop all of it, and stop this Cambodian triangle of money laundering coming out with the drugs coming from Southeast Asia back in the 60s. He saw what they were doing. He basically had a multi-tiered approach to getting himself assassinated. Now, I said that very clearly. I meant that. Any one of those things could have gotten him assassinated, but when he went after the mob itself who were running the drugs, remember, the money has to be handled with the drugs through the organized crime. You can't get most people to go out and start pushing drugs on the street. They're not going to do that. I don't care if it's real OxyContin. They're not going to do it. It's controlled through organized crime who control the distribution nodes. That's what Kennedy went after. That's one of the reasons he got killed, plus the other reasons. This is what Catherine Austin Fisk says. She goes, I'm going to repeat it one more time now. The U.S. government is run like a criminal enterprise with the U.S. economy dependent on fraud, narcotics trafficking, and money laundering. Also, we got to throw in there human trafficking. That's very important. We've got to put in human trafficking there, child trafficking, also organ trafficking. All of these things are being done from this criminal enterprise. That's why the book, Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia, is a must-read for everybody listening to this show right now. In fact, I need to get the author. I know he's a friend of mine. I need to get him on our show and interview him one time. I interviewed him on Hagman a few months back. See if you guys want to hear that 30-minute interview. In fact, I may do that, Austin. I may play that interview with him and have Todd do that one day on our show at quarter after to save him having to come back on because he's only on for 30 minutes with me. That was that night I interviewed like 6 or 7 guests on the Hagman show. That was a phenomenal hour, by the way. Show if you guys missed it. So, but guys, please listen to me. Here's the thing. We've got to understand that we're not of this planet, okay? You got to get that through your head, number one, if you're a Christian. We're just passing through. These whack bags have been down here since Genesis chapter 6 doing this nonsense all the way back to the Garden of Eden. They've been here since the beginning, and they've been doing their horrible deeds. We're not going to change that. They're going to continue to do their horrible deeds and play us one against the other. That's why we have to maintain unity of the believer, unity of thought, of purpose, of spiritual beliefs. We have to maintain that. One of the most insidious things they've ever done to the Christian church was to break it up into the dozens, if not hundreds, of independent denominations, a lot of whom hate each other. That's one of the things they've done to break us apart. That's what they're doing with the transgender stuff and all the homosexual stuff and all this gay stuff and all this weirdo stuff and this bestiality stuff. They're finding all these little subgroups and they're trying to prevent them from being in agreement with anything with another subgroup. That's the Cloward Piven strategy. That's the entire thing that Bill Ayers taught. This is what's going on with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and also with Barack Obama. This is Sal Alinsky. This is all of this stuff that came through the Frankfurt School. Remember, the Frankfurt School, it was shut down in 1933, and it had taken Freud's information and basically the communists had gotten together and started this. It's called the Frankfurt School. It was run out of Germany because of Hitler, because almost every single person in the Frankfurt School were Jewish, and it came over to Columbia University and started up there again. And all of these guys have their roots out of Columbia. That's where Cloward and Piven started from. That's who's doing all of this stuff right now, because these guys were straight, hardcore Luciferian Satanists, and that's who's running the planet and who's involved in all of this stuff right now. And we all have to understand that if we're to continue to fight the good fight. Guys, we're not going to save the world. It ain't going to happen, okay? Book of Revelations is pretty clear. But maybe we can get a reprieve for another 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, and maybe we can keep our children tight with who Jesus Christ is and who the power of God is and what the power of God is and who God is, who Yahweh really is, the creator of the universe. If we can do that, then when we get to heaven, I really believe we're going to get a well done, good and faithful servant. Because, guys, this swamp we live in, from sea to shining sea, all around the globe with this human trafficking, all of this stuff is taking us back to Genesis chapter 6, just like Jesus said it was going to. And guys, we can't be part of that. We've got to say no to all of it, and we have to resist it the entire time, and we have to continue to do podcasts and listen to shows like this one and to tell the truth of who really is in charge of all this stuff. And even if they're going to, you got to tell them what's going on. You got to let them know, hey, this is what's happening. These saboteurs, cabals are doing this. These central bankers are doing this. And guys, we got to call them out every single chance we get. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much for listening to the show and being supportive of Health Masters, because it means the world to us to know that we're not talking to an empty group out here, that we got a group of people that are actually out there and alive and doing things and telling other people to listen to this show. So thank you so much. And that's my little diatribe, my pontification for the day. I'm done. Gosh.
Amen, man. You hit it hard on there. Well, it's also good news, at least positive news, out of California. It looks like we're making some leadway with a lot of these companies that have been selling the baby parts. Two bioscience companies now have basically reached a $7.8 million settlement with the Orange County District Attorney's Office over allegations that they were illegally selling aborted fetal parts to companies around the world, prosecutors said last Friday. They said, according to the settlement signed Monday, DV Biologics and sister company Da Vinci Biosciences, both based in Yorba Linda, must cease all operations in California within 60 days. The agreement also requires the company to admit liability for violations of state and federal law prohibiting the sale or purchase of fetal tissues for research purposes. They said the settlement seized all profits from DV Biologicals and Da Vinci, which they acquired by viewing body parts as a commodity and illegally selling fetal parts for valuable consideration. These companies will never be able to operate again in Orange County or in the state of California. The DV Biologicals will also pay the county $195,000 in civil penalties. So I don't know if I haven't been following this story very closely until I just read it today. I don't know if these guys really truly are getting busted because they're involved in this, or if they're simply just giving up one of these companies to try and get Planned Parenthood off the back burner, or if a lot of these guys in the prosecuting office and stuff out in California are still awake and they've had enough of this sick, sadistic behavior these companies have had selling aborted fetal parts on a regular basis that they're fining them. The problem is where it needs to go is the top of the tier, which mainly is a lot of these guys in the vaccine and pharma industry who are using these parts in the very tail end are the ones mainly purchasing this stuff to use aborted fetal cells and tissue in vaccinations and vaccine manufacturing. That's where it needs to go, at the top of the sphere. But I am glad to see these guys have been shut down completely. I really hope this is just a start of it, and a lot of these guys, including Planned Parenthood, or at least the individuals involved in Planned Parenthood, are going to come to justice for selling aborted baby parts, Deb.
I couldn't have said that better. And remember, guys, okay, this is some weird stuff again. A lot of the aborted baby parts are being sold to satanic groups for their worship services, and they eat these baby parts. I mean, these guys are like a bunch of sick perverts, okay? And so this is not just with people doing cosmetics and using... They put the stuff in sodas. Are you kidding me? They put it in sodas that you drink for flavoring?
Yep.
I mean, this is the sickest stuff. I wrote about this years ago. I couldn't even believe it. But guys, it goes deeper than that. This whole pedophile stuff and this satanic worship stuff that's completely engulfed the planet. Because remember, God is Yahweh, but Lucifer runs this planet. He's the God of this world. The Bible tells us that. It says if the God of this age had known what he was doing when he crucified the Son of Glory, he never would have done this. I mean, so we're basically sitting in a planet that's been taken over by the dark side, and we're trying to be the light, as God calls us, among men to try to get some saved so they don't have to deal with this horrible place that we live in as far as this weird stuff that's going on with this transhumanism and transgender and human sacrifice and all this stuff that's taking us back to Genesis chapter 6. That's why it's important that you continually witness to people about what God has done in your life and how he's changed you. By the way, the U.S., and I talked about this last week, I want to cover it one more time. I got another article on it. The U.S. government is the leader of genetic extinction technology. The report from the U.S. Department of Defense has been collecting the DNA of people from Russia. I've talked about this last week. and has been theorized that this in part is developing a genetic extinction technology to be used as a military weapon. Told you, when it got released last week. The Guardian published a story confirming that the secret directive Defense Advanced Research, DARPA, is indeed working on genetic extinction technologies. Wipe out the white people. That's where this is going.
Yeah.
Can't be white. They can wipe out using malarial mosquitoes, which are basically flying hypodermic needles. You see a picture of a mosquito flying outside of your house with a big hypodermic needle strapped to its back and you blow it up. Probably makes you want to stay away from them. Invasive rodents or other species, including humans, if they could advance the technology to the point where races and subspecies could be targeted, it could turn into a monstrous weapon. Between 2008 and 2014, the government spent almost $1 billion on synthetic biology, extinction-level biology, which is a category large enough to include genetic extinction technology. There is no oversight or ethical considerations for genetic experiments. Guys, it's going on and on and on. Don't like white people? Send out the flying hypodermic needles. We'll get rid of the white people. Make sure it's contagious. When they get us, all the white people die. Don't like blacks? Let's kill all the blacks with the hypodermic needles, flying mosquitoes. How about Hispanics? Let's get rid of Hispanics. Okay. Well, how about those pesky Russians? We've got to get rid of those guys too. Oh, and the few Germans that are left that are actually Germans after World War II wiped out most of that country. Let's go make sure we get rid of those guys. And oh, by the way, if you want to get rid of gays, we can set up a hypodermic needle to get rid of gays. Guys, they have that technology. They have the ability to target individual people, individual species. They could take it down to your own DNA with the synthetic RNA they've sprayed into you. It's just a ascending, seeding piezoelectric crystal that's been tied into your central nervous system through chemtrails. This is the technology. This is what we're not supposed to talk about. This is why we're one of the only shows that talk about this all the time. Why? Because this is what they're doing with the 5G network. This is where they're taking you. They want you to be attacked. They want you to be a Borg. They want to have machines placed in you so they can control your brain, your thoughts, and everything. We talked about the other day, Austin brought it up in one of the stories this week, that they have now stimuli that can shock the brain, shock it. As soon as they want to shock you into submission or shock you from having a certain thought, they can train the brain to avoid the shocks, to train you to do what they want to do. This is the technology they've been working on since the 40s and 50s. They've refined it. This is off-world technology. This is fallen angel technology. All of this stuff. It's like I said the other day. Bill Gates is working in his garage. He came up with Microsoft. Baloney. Why do you think he's one of the leading proponents of eugenics on the planet? Why do you think he's a multi-billionaire? He's done the bidding of his master. That's why he's done this. There's no way the guy who dropped out of school came around and decided to put this thing together. How did he get the funding? Who funded it for him? Who gave him the technology? All of this stuff is back-engineered spaceships. That's what this stuff is, from these doggone fallen angels or these other entities or whatever these things that go bump in the night are. That's what this stuff is. And that's, if you read the book by Colonel Corso, The Day After Roswell, he says right in there, the microchips, all this information, the solid state, the lasers, the night vision, all of this stuff, Kevlar, all of it was developed from back engineering from the spaceships that crashed at Roswell. All of it. This is what they do. This is the technology we have. Our technology is so advanced now, because the Germans started this, by the way. Our technology is so advanced now from these other world entities that we can travel to stars. They've told us that, but they don't give us the technology because they don't want us to know the truth about what's going on and who these other entities are, Austin. So enough. What's your next story, bud?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to touch base on this, so in case you guys missed it the other day, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, has mind-controlled chips developed by the U.S. military to control your mood. They use artificial intelligence algorithms that detect patterns of activity associated with mood disorders. Now, why don't you guys take out a couple words there real quick? Designing them to use artificial intelligence algorithms that detect political dissidents and non-obeying to the New World Order associated with mood disorders or associated with brain disorders because you do not follow the New World Order. Once detected, they shock the patient's brain back into a healthy state automatically. Now, in my opinion, in a couple years, just a thought, what's going to be constituted as a mood disorder? You already guys know the DSM-5. Which is the psychological manual, the fifth one that came out, I think, 2 years ago. They already have caffeine addiction. That's a disorder.
They already have authority, I think rebellion disorder, where basically if somebody in authority tells you to do something and you don't want to do it, disorder. Any type of anything that has to do with anything is a disorder. And I said that very clearly. Anything that they want to label as a disorder is a disorder. So what makes you think that they're not going to come out now in 5, 10, 15 years, wherever the public's enough, submissive enough to handle it, and start saying, listen, guys, you got arrested for reckless driving. You were driving too aggressively. So instead of throw you in jail, we're going to let you opt for our new control chip. So what it's going to do is it's going to put an algorithm in your brain, and it's going to watch and see what happens. So when you start getting aggressive or you start speeding, we're basically going to just shock you back into a healthy state automatically. And you can literally add that to every single aspect of anything that the state or the feds do or don't want you to do. That's the next step. Dad said it so succinctly. They want the Borg. From old Star Trek fans, that's exactly what they want to get everybody involved in, is a Borg mindset, a brain that's controlled by a computer chip, so they literally don't even have to tell you what to do anymore. You automatically do exactly what you're stimulated to do via the chip. So that's a very, very valid aspect on what you were just saying with that, Dad. I'm glad that we touched base on it again. That's why I wanted to bring it up real quickly here. And also, too, what he was referring to, guys, back to the aborted babies. If you guys go on our website at healthmasters.com, there's an article we put out back in 2012. This is years ago. The Children of God for Life broke a news release concerning the alliance between PepsiCo and Synonymix. Synonymix basically is a laboratory agency that blatantly sells aborted fetal cells for the development of specific flavors for Pepsi products. The Obama Security and Exchange Commission decided that PepsiCo's arrangement with San Diego, California-based Synonymix, which produces flavor-enhancing chemicals for Pepsi using human embryonic kidney tissue, simply constitutes as ordinary business operations, and I put those in parentheses. So this is exactly what we're talking about. When you're drinking PepsiCo with artificial flavors and flavor enhancing, whenever they say artificial flavors in those details on the ingredients on the back in their PepsiCo, you can pretty much be self-assured that they're using human fetal tissue, and specifically the ones they listed were human embryonic kidney tissue for their artificial flavor enhancement. Just wanted to add that one in there too, there, Dad, since we brought that up a minute ago as well.
Well, they want you to eat your own people. I mean, that's the people that's sick. Oh, by the way, 30-year NSA employee shares why they are watching you and has nothing to do with terrorism. This is from William Benny, former high-level ranking intelligence official with the National Security Agency. He basically says what they're doing is they want to get a complete database of everybody in the United States. He goes, at least 80% of fiber optic cables globally go via the U.S. This is no accident. It allows the U.S. to view almost all communications coming in. At least 80% of all audio calls, not just metadata, are recorded and stored in the U.S. in the NSA. The NSA will soon be able to collect 966 exabytes a year. I don't even know what that is. The total of internet traffic annually, former Google chief head Eric Schmidt said, Benny supported the recent evaluations of Snowden, and this is why they're doing it. Total population control. What used to be considered conspiracy theory is becoming much easier for people to see. Mass surveillance is not about protection or national security. It's about controlling the entire population. Here's another article. This is from JFK, the article that I quoted earlier, he said, there's a very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment that I do not intend to permit to the extent that it is in my control. We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of evasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. He knew the Sabbatean Kabbalists were running the planet. He understood what was going on. That's why he said we have to stop this stuff while there is still time. And sadly, he tried and couldn't get it done and had his head basically blown off for that. It's really sad to me, Austin. What's your next story?
Yeah, it is. It is very sad about that. Also, too, other new research is finding that multiple sclerosis, the common inflammatory disease of the central nervous system, may be triggered by an imbalance in gut flora. MS is essentially a disease that attacks the central nervous system. Scientists have hypothesized that every person's T cells have the potential to exhibit this type of behavior, but genetic vulnerability does not dictate disease manifestation. To prove the theory, researchers from the Ludwig Maximilian University of Munich basically went through and observed 50 pairs of identical German twins, one of whom had MS while the other did not. This, the researchers said, would eliminate any genetic variability in their study. Cross-analysis of different factors showed subtle but incredibly distinct differences between the twins. The most intriguing was the gut microbe profile. That's when things got interesting. Then what they did was they took mice, and when they inoculated genetically modified mice, which had been raised in sterile conditions with human microbe, the team saw that the mice exposed to the intestinal flora of patients with MS developed MS-like brain lesions. By observing the animal models, the scientists say that they're eliminating any confounding factors that may be inferred in human experiments, these results clarify the relationship between the human intestinal flora and T cell activation. So in a nutshell, what this is saying is gut health has a huge role in MS. So a lot of people that are having issues with this, you gotta get on a really, really high quality probiotic. One of the best ones on the market that you will ever find is our probiotic 100 billion. And I'm not using this just to push product right now. I'm using this because this is one of the best products you will ever physically find on the market as far as probiotics. And I get so many emails on a regular basis about MS. This is something that if this research is really accurate and true, I highly suggest people that are having issues with MS start on a very high quality probiotic like ours. It's 100 billion CFUs, 100 billion, that's with a B, 100 billion CFUs per capsule in a blister nitrogen filled packet, so they stay sealed and basically tight, no air can get to them. One of the best products on the market you will ever find. And there are a lot of companies that sell probiotics and they're, you know, 1 billion, 2 billion. And I'm not saying that they're bad, but when you're dealing with something like this, that I'm not saying could be the factor, but I'm saying the research is starting to point to this could be a serious issue that's causing it, you really want to get on a very, very high dose probiotic like our 100 billion form if this research is accurate, Dad. So I thought that was pretty interesting considering the fact that we're starting to see more and more people with MS, and we're seeing more people eating glyphosate, eating GMO foods, getting vaccinations, eating all this nasty garbage and putting it in your body on a regular basis, including sucralose, which, by the way, guys, sucralose is a chlorocarbon. When you ingest it and you put it in your stomach and it reaches hydrochloric acid in your stomach, the chlorine atom breaks off and it releases free chlorine gas essentially into the digestive tract. And if you guys understand what chlorine does, it kills any and every type of probiotic inside the gut. So it's so important you're running a good, high quality probiotic, especially if you're having issues with MS, Dad, which is now, with this research is coming out now more than ever.
We actually have in that 100 billion capsule, we actually put 200 billion in it when we formulate it. And I want you guys to know that. So if you get it fresh and it's just been packaged, it's got closer to 200 billion in it. The reason we have 100 billion on there is for the expiration date, which is like a year later, and it still has 100 billion in it after a year. Nobody else does that. Nobody else puts expiration dates on their probiotics. We do. No one else that I know of. So guys, just stay with our products. They're really, really healthy. Plus, they've been linked directly now to neurological health, and they really have helped in many cases with people who have depression, because yeast in your intestinal tract has a tendency to really cause a big, big, big problem with depression, because it's all interrelated. I talked about how the interdimensional frequencies interact between the gut flora, the intestinal tract, the heart energy field, and the brain field. All of it works together. All of it. So, guys, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for getting your probiotics. Thank you for getting your mobile vitamin from us. Thank you for praying for us. We pray for you guys all the time. I love you guys. One quick more story. Minority Report. This will blow your mind. Artificial intelligent machine, the D-Wave computer, can identify 2 billion people on the planet in seconds, can identify basically the entire planet with everybody within 10 seconds. 10 seconds, the whole planet.
Wow.
All 7, okay. This technology has made the AI algorithm that connected millions of surveillance cameras and instantly recognized people, just like you see in Minority Report. The company based in Shanghai, China, developed Dragonfly Eye to scan through millions of photographs that have been logged into the country's national database. This means it has a collection of 1.8 billion photos on file, including visitors to the country and those taken at airports. This is Minority Report. Don't put an Amazon Echo into your house. You don't need a stooge sitting in the middle of the house telling you what to do and basically running your life and telling everybody on the NSA exactly everything that you do and everything you ordered. I love you guys. I'll write it up awesome. Talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless you, and appreciate you guys.
Absolutely, man. We appreciate it a lot. All the support we get, thank you so much. Even just buying our ultimate multiple from us helps support the show and helps support Health Masters. As you guys know, we don't have sponsors. We don't have ads. We don't have commercials, period. That was my goal when I talked to Dad when he first wanted to do the show. I did not want to have ads or commercials on this show unless it was something that we both fully agreed upon and it was going to be conducive to helping our consumers, our customers, or our listeners, or our family, and or both, because they're all kind of intermingled together now with you guys, in helping everybody. So we appreciate the support, guys. Thank you for everything you send us and everything you do. Be sure, again, to check out healthmasters.com. We have the Eat Clean and Be Healthy book for sale on the website. We also have the Kindle version on Amazon. As you guys know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, not a fan of Amazon. I think they're trying to take over the entire online market. However, they do have a great Kindle platform and it's very efficient and most people already have it. And I know that we had a lot of customers that were requesting the Kindle version, so we made sure we got it correctly published and it's set up on Amazon under our Health Masters account. So we have the Kindle version up and running if you guys want to look at it. And of course, we still have the hardbacks or the soft books, the actual physical books you can hold on the website too at healthmasters.com. And also be sure to check out all the basic healthy lifestyle kit and the other kits that we have on sale, the Maximum Energy Kit, the Alpha Male Stack, it's a great one, and the Hagman Blood Sugar Protocol. We have gotten tremendous feedback on that kit over the last 2 years, the Hagman Blood Sugar Protocol, really helping everybody get their blood sugar under control with the protocol that we send with it, along with the supplement. Really good formula. So, guys, thank you so much. We appreciate everything you do. If you need anything, healthmasters.com or call us 1-800-726-1834. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.